The widow's mite was gigantic. The widow's mite is gigantic. We think of the story about the widow in the Bible and how she gave her mite to the church, how she gave her mite to the priest, how she gave the little that she had to whatever it was that she believed in. And the gift that she gave became immortalized. The gift that she gave is remembered throughout all time because she gave it freely, lovingly, joyfully, from her heart. And everything that that gift that she gave did was to show that it's only in giving that life is meaningful to each one of us. It's only in giving that life brings to each one of our experiences the glorious things that our experiences can be. The Bible stories from all the peoples on the earth are always the same. They are dedicated to the human nature of man, keeping him and his thoughts in line with the spiritual reality that each is. As we know of God and call him the Creator, call it the Creator, and call ourselves God and call ourselves the Creator, the more that we create, the more that we create in our world, the more that we create, the more lovingly everything comes into our experience. How do we go about creating? We can't all be the widow's mite giver, but we can be the loving consciousness giver that the widow was and the widow is. What is a loving consciousness giver? A loving consciousness giver is one who gives out of his largesse, who gives out of the largeness of his being rather than out of the limitation of his being. Now, can we each give because it's fun to give? Can we each give without being known? Can we each give so that as we give, nobody knows who gave the gift? Nobody knows who gave that blessing into the world? Can we anonymously give out in our life? Well, the big problem in giving at all is that we think we are the ones that are giving. We think we are giving out of who we are. And we really are not giving out of who we are. We are giving out of what eternally is. We are giving out of the allness of the universal substance. We are giving out of the reality that is. Now, you say at times, I don't want to be rich like Bill Gates. I don't want to be so rich that I just have spent all my time on my money. Well, you can be sure Bill Gates doesn't spend all his time on his money. He never did, and that's why he has so much. And when it came time for him to have this overflow that was just pouring out of his bank account, you might say, where he was the richest man in the world, he decided, I'm going to give more generously, more powerfully, and I'm going to start right now. And so he began to give more generously and powerfully. Now, was there a limit to what he could give? Did he only have so much money to give? Do you and I only have so much good to give? When we begin to give out of who we are, out of our loving hearts, out of our loving actions, out of our loving souls, out of our loving world, when we live in a world of love, we never run out of love. When we live in a world of peace, we give peace, we never run out of peace. When we give a world of gentleness and caringness and harmony and all that is beautiful, we never run out of those things. You say, well, those aren't physical things. Those aren't not, dollars and cents. Oh, they are dollars and cents, I assure you. They are more than dollars and cents. They are where dollars and cents come from. Because it's only as we start the flow of giving love, peace, harmony, joy, right action, goodness from ourselves to our world, then we begin to see that our world is that already. And by the very fact that we gave our thoughts about it, the world perceives it as reality and goes to the bank and puts it in their account. Now, is that really how it works? Is that really how abundance works? Is that really how the widow's mite works? Oh, yes. That's how all giving works. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. It began in my heart, in my actions, in my life, in my world. There now is peace on earth, and it is the peace from within me. And everywhere I go, I see that peace expressed in everybody, through everything. I see peace everywhere I go. For there now is peace on earth, and it began with me, and it is from me. And without starting from me, it would never be. There is now prosperity on earth for every being. Every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth has sufficiency to live a comfortable life, a joyous life. Whatever a life that they can conceive for themselves, they now have. And I conceive of them living an abundant life. I conceive of them living a life of wholeness, of prosperity, of all the things that turn their heart on. I see them being creative, being imaginative. I don't see them like the children of wealthy, wealthy, wealthy people who have all the money they could ever want in the world and have no ambition to do anything. I see them as being filled with ambition to accomplish all of the great and wonderful things that are dreams in their heart, dreams in their soul, dreams in their mind. I see them having this great desire right now. And because I see them doing that, they are doing that. Now, I'm not forcing anyone to do anything. But I'm seeing everyone as a being filled with illumination, filled with inspiration, filled with aspirations, filled with dreams and possibilities, and fulfilling them now, and fulfilling them abundantly, and living in abundance now. I see all in the world living in harmony with one another. I see all of the unhappiness that made people feel they could tell other people how to live their lives. I see that all gone now, and I see everyone living according to their highest and best now and being the happiest, most wonderful beings that ever could be. Yes, I give all that I am, and what I am is what I see in the world. And so as I give my love, I see my love shining back from every being on the face of the earth. When I give my peace, I see my peace shining back from every being. The only thing I can read about, think about, know about, hear about is peace, because that's in my heart, in my life. Whatever I give out, that is what comes back to me. And the widow who gave out her mite, it came back to her in glowing return, as it does to all of us. Give and you shall receive, because it is a reflection of what you give and how you give. And if you give with all your heart and soul and being without expecting anything in return, then that be ready, because you will have such an onslaught, such a flood of goodness, of right action, of peace and truth in your life, that it'll just blow your mind. And what a wonderful way to do it. Thank you, widow, for giving me this idea. I'll carry it forth now, too. I love you. I love you. I love you.